Blog Talk Radio.
Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desire of your heart. Psalms 37:4. The Lord Himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you or forsake you. That's coming from Deuteronomy, 31st chapter and the 8th verse. But the topic tonight is, do you have the right to demand anything from God? Let me say that again. Do you have the right to demand anything from God? The scripture from this topic says, if ye abides in me and my word abides in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. That's coming from John, the 15th chapter, the 7th verse. Well, exactly how bold can you dare to be in prayer? Do you have the right to come into the presence of God and make certain demands of Him? What are your rights, your limitations, and your boundaries when it comes to the issue of prayer? Jesus used an attention-grabbing word in John 15:7 when He was speaking to the disciples about prayer. The King James Version says, ask what they will, and it shall be done unto you. The Greek word, ask, destroys any religious suggestion that we are lowly worms who have no right to come in the presence of God. It also destroys the picture that we must pitifully beg and plead for the thing that we need of the Lord. You see, the word ax is, and the Greek word, I'm going to spell it because, these Greek words is not easy to pronounce, but the spelling is A-I-T-E-O. That's A-I-T-E-O. This word means to be adamant in requesting and demanding assistance to meet tangible needs, such as food, shelter, money, and so forth. Although this word demand means to demand or insist, it does not give a believer license to argue and ignore or be rude in the approach to God. in fact, in the New Testament, it betrays a person addressing a superior. The person may insist or demand that a certain need be met. There is no doubt that this word describes someone who prays with authoritatively in sense of demanding something from God. This person knows what he needs, and he is so filled with faith that he isn't afraid to boldly come into God's presence to ask and expect to receive what he had requested. Some people who are disturbed by the idea of demanding something from God. However, they wouldn't find this particular concept of prayer so disturbing if they kept it in context with the entire verse. The first part of John 15:7 says, gives the key. If ye abides in me and my word abide in you. Jesus knew that if his words take up present, permanent residence in your heart and mind, you will never ask for something that is out of line and in his will for your life. His word will transform your mind, that your prayers will always be in accordance with what he has already said. In fact, transformation process is what gives you the confidence to be boldly come into the presence of God and make your request known. You ask boldly, you already know it is what he wants to do. When you know that you are praying according to the will of God, you don't have to sheepishly utter your request. You can boldly assert your faith and expect God to move on your behalf. God wants to act boldly and courageously in prayer. He gives you the right to and the will for your life and demands that it comes in manifestation. He's just waiting for us to ask. And don't think that you can only ask God for spiritual blessing in a certain way. In John 15:7, primarily has to do with requesting things of a physical and material nature, such as food, clothing, shelter, money, and so forth. Jesus plainly stated that in Matthew 6:33, that if we seek the kingdom of God first, God will see that all material things we need are provided. On the other hand, James 4:2 teaches that believers often do not have what they need because they don't ask. Look at this in Philippians 4:6 says, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. So in this scripture, it's telling you to be careful for nothing, but in everything in prayer and supplication. This word translate request is also exactly the Greek word that I mentioned. Paul also urges us to be bold, authoritative, and commanding. However, he underscores the point that the approach to God must be not be rude. We must be gracious and grateful and thanks and give thanksgiving. Now, when anyone approaches the President of the United States, President Obama or Michelle Obama or Queen of England or any government official are your pastor, you have to approach them with respect. That's the same thing the Heavenly Father wants you to do. Give respect when you pray with your request. And another example, your mother and father. When you approach them, you ask them, you approach them with respect. Back in the day, when I was growing up, you must approach and also acknowledge all elderly and seniors that's in your presence as yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, yes, sir, and no, sir. If you do not, you will hear it from them to your parents. Your parents will know about it immediately that you are not respecting your elders. So just like you have to respect all of these different people I just mentioned, it is so important that when you go to your father, different people use different ways that they go to their Heavenly Father. When I'm praying, or even writing about him, I always say, Heavenly Father, who art in heaven. This is the way I approach my Heavenly Father with respect when I go into prayer. So this topic tonight is pretty much asking you, do you have the right to demand anything from God? Well, God wants you to be bold in your requests. You could ask him for anything, but you're going to have to ask him with respect and thanksgiving, because you will want your child to ask you when they, whatever they want to ask you something, you want them to ask you with respect. So, but our Heavenly Father, you would always respect him in a special and a way. You want to do it just simply the way your children would respect you, or you would respect your parents. So that is very important. As you allow God's words to take authoritative role in your heart and mind, you have that word, the freedom, and transform your thinking, your mind will become renewed to God's will. When that happens, it will cause you to pray in accordance with his plan and for your life. Once you are in that position, you are ready to experience this kind of prayer. That is when you can begin to boldly, courageously, and confidentially move into higher realms of prayer to obtain the petition you desire of God. As you make your bold request known to God, take the time to show respect by thanking him for all that he has done for you in your life. During Thanksgiving, it's always important to give thanks to God, and also try doing it going around the table. As I mentioned in last week, to let each person express and tell what they're so thankful for. We did that at my table. I told them that they could not eat until we did that. So what we decided to do, because they were hungry, first I had my son-in-law to pray. And we decided to, after we fixed our food, to sit and go around the table as we eat and talk about the things that we are thankful for, and also thankful for each other. So that is very important. We do that, not just always going to God and ask for him what we want. He wants us to give thanksgiving and give him praise. Now, let me ask a question to you. And I am going to ask, I see Ms. Mandy's on the line tonight. I hope I'm going to put you on the spot. I'm going to click you on, Miss Mandy.
Yes.
You will answer this question for me. If you do, I mean, can you think of one thing you can boldly ask God to do for you today? And if you do, when you talk about it, do you respect? How do you approach? How do you pray to God, giving him respect and honor before you ask him for this particular request? You're on the air.
Yes, Mary, this is Mandy. The first thing, I would acknowledge God as the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. I ask him to come in, and I sup with him. I ask him what I want him to do, and one of the things that I'm asking the Lord to do is for healing in my body. And I believe deep down in my heart that he's going to do this, so I ask him, and he does it, and I know he will. And if we claim it, it will happen. I've had this surgery, and he has been doing wonders with it. Everything I ask him, he is doing it, and I thank God for it. But we have to come to him humbly, and we have to come to him believing and don't doubt. If you ask anything of God in his name, if you doubt it in any form or fashion, he's not going to hear you. So we have to ask and keep the faith and believe and know that what we ask him, he's going to do it, because he said, "Behold, I'll be with you always. Ask him anything that we want, and he will do it." And we have to respect that, and we have to respect God and do the things that we know God wants us to do, because we can't do anything that we want to do and live and act in a kind of way that we want to do and not obeying God and then expect him to answer our prayers when we go to him. We have to humble ourselves before God and ask him and believe it, and it will be done. I'm a living witness that he will do just what he said. He has healed my body in so many ways. And even praying for your family members that's having problems. Have faith, and God will work that out also, Mary. And I thank him.
Yes, he will.
He's an awesome God. Mm-hmm. And I use that anointing oil.
Mm-hmm. What name do you go, when you approach and when you go in prayer, how do you go, what name do you use when you're going to prayer and praying to your Heavenly Father?
I start off by saying to the Lord of my life, to God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, the one who died that I might be able to live, the one who died for our sins, the one who takes care of all of us, in Jesus' name, I come to him humbly and in respect to him, because I know that he is the Almighty. He's the only one above everything. And I just put it all in his hand, and I believe everything that he said, and I try to do just that. I say, "Our Father, my Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, and thy will be done." And if we believe that and say that with a sincere heart, Mary, and don't doubt, I guarantee you that it will happen.
Yes, it will. And like I say, we can't. I know sometimes we hesitate in how we go to God to ask him for things that we need and we want.
Right.
And sometimes we are afraid to go to him with certain requests, but we can go to him with anything and ask him. Because just like in, I mentioned in Matthew 6:33.
Yeah.
We seek the kingdom of God first. God will see that that all material things we need, he will provide for us.
Yes, he will.
And also in James 2, teaches us that believers who do not have, they do not have what they need because they don't ask. Sometimes
they
we don't ask them, or we receive it because we have not asked.
Amen. Amen.
So thank you for sharing, answering those questions for me and sharing that with our callers.
Oh, to God be the glory.
Yes, because he's definitely a healer, and I know he's healing your hands.
He is healing. Yes.
And I know it's going to be better real soon.
Real
soon. So that's much what I wanted to talk about, that we can go to God boldly, courageously. He wants us to do that. It says it in his word.
Yes. Amen. That is.
If ye abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you.
It shall be done.
So just feel comfortable that you can go to God with about anything, but go to him with respect. You know, go to him boldly and courageously, but with respect. Because all of those different people that I mentioned, the President Obama, Queen of England, government officials, your mom and dad, you have to respect them. So God is above all of those people. So if you can respect them and go to approach them a certain way, and our God who has created everything. Yes. And so we should always approach him with gratitude, a loving and a respectful prayer, you know, to him. So he, because he wants us to honor him in the right way. So it says it all in these different verses that I mentioned, how to come to him in prayer. And I love Philippians 4:6. Be careful for nothing. And everything by prayer
and supplication.
Let your requests be known unto God.
Yes.
And sometimes he doesn't always answer us when we want it, but he will. He will provide. He will answer us in his own time way. And if he doesn't answer it, it's because we don't need it in that particular way.
Sometimes we're asking amiss. We got to ask him the right way.
Exactly, exactly.
Yes.
So just know that, you know, that we have to treat him with respect and thanksgiving, graciously.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
I have some announcements. Once again, I want to indicate that our Christmas celebration is going to be at Morel's Cafe at ITC Building on 700 Martin Luther King Jr. Drive in Atlanta on December 19th from 9 to 11 a.m. Please bring your shoe boxes filled with toiletry items and wrapped in Christmas wrapping for women, homeless women with children. And we will be delivering those shoe boxes before Christmas to the different shelters. There's several different shelters that we're going to be. And we are partnershipping with another ministry. It's called A New Thing Ministry. Their group is also collecting shoe boxes where we can be able to supply those different shelters with enough shoe boxes for the single mothers and their children for Christmas. The next thing is our trip. Well, we do need a few more people, but we have a total of 33 people that will be on board, and we like to have a total of 40. So if you know anyone else, they can come on board. The only thing is, in January, when you make that second deposit, if that person is interested, they will have to make that full, a total of $200 deposit, because we have already paid $50, and we have $150 that's due in January. And if they chose to come on board in January, they need to pay the full $200 at that particular time, and they could continue to make payments as indicated on the flyer. What else did I have? We're still doing fundraisers, and I hope that everybody is doing well with their fundraiser that they picked up on at our meeting in November, the third Saturday this past November, where everybody picked up their fundraiser. I hope you are doing okay and getting rid of those things, and hopefully that we'll have more money towards publishing our book. And also we welcome donations also from not just our members but also other people too. So encourage your friends and family to invest into the ministry to help us to be able to publish this book that is very needed for new widows as they come along, and they can see where they can see and read questions and testimonies of other widows, which will encourage them to go forward in their life, knowing that God is able and He is a provider. And that seems, oh, one other thing I wanted to mention. This coming Saturday from 10 to 12 a.m. to at the Greater Piney Grove Baptist Church, we are having a seminar called Surviving the Holiday. Everyone is welcome. It doesn't have to be members of the Greater Piney Grove Baptist Church. You can come and be a part of this seminar. It helps you and giving you tips and ways how to go through the holidays, even though that you probably will be grieving and going through emotional feelings because the loss of your spouse, family member. It doesn't have to be just a spouse. It can be any family members that you are having some issues and getting through the holiday. It will give you tips and also letting you know that that there are ways to get through this time in your life. If you have any questions, you can always give me a call for additional information, but it will be at the Greater Piney Grove Baptist Church this coming Saturday from 10 to 12 p.m. And we're going to have a performance by our one and only Miss Mandy Walker. So come out for that as well. And that is all we have tonight for our announcement. And continue to pray for our ministry, that we will be able to continue to stay on the air, as well as getting this book published for the purpose that God wants us to do. And be prayerful for other widows that are going through different trials, tribulation, emotions, grieving process. Be mindful and pray for others. Be blessed, and thank you again for tuning in to the next chapter of Widow Ministry Talk Show. We love you, and just knowing that we would like to be there for you in any way we can to help you through this time in your life. Be blessed, and good night.
Good night.
For favor. but I sure been faithful. See, God's got a purpose, yes, and I know He's able. I've got to see in the ground that He's blessing, no more stressing. I've got to see in the ground. Now I'm knowing and it's showing. I see.